counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Basa Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
And for the last time in 2016. Hello, friends. I wish we had opened the show with, like, I don't know, the theme song from Friends or Three is Company or something. It would have been just something that was like people would be like, oh, this is nice and warm and fun and I don't know.
Like you.
Like your beard. It is the Earshot 20. That was the creepiest laugh I probably could have done on the radio. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Evan. Brian Cleveland is also in studio. And like I said, for the last time in 2016, we are about to count down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. What will you find if you go to that website? Brian will tell you, and then you can repeat it back to him.
For sure, you should go and check it out, earshot-online.com, or just search for Earshot. That's Earshot with an exclamation mark at the beginning. It is your national campus and community radio report in Canada from the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the fine staff and volunteers involved in all the great initiatives happening over there, including our Earshot charts here, from which we play selections from the national top 50, playing songs from the top 20 for you. This week, we are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. How does the top 50 become in existence, you might be asking yourself, or directly to me? Well, I'm prepared to answer. It is a combination of over 20 odd different campus community radio stations' top 30 charts. This week, 29 stations reporting, and it's about to start dwindling down as we enter the holidays. But for now, you can go and check out all those specific regional lists and the full national list, as well as genre-specific lists, both nationally and regionally as well, for electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk roots, and blues. Monthly charts, our yearly countdown, which is coming up very soon, interviews, reviews, and so much more. So go and check it out. It is your home for all the great stuff happening in Canadian music and beyond, earshot-online.com.
I'm just picturing a bunch of people now sitting at their, listening to their radio and asking you questions like, but Brian, what does jazz mean? And what is folk roots and blues?
You can just email me your questions. I'll answer.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we are also online. So Brian mentioned our email. You can email us, and it is earshot20@gmail.com. You can also get at us on Facebook, facebook.com/earshot20. And our home on Twitter is @earshot20. Our handle on Twitter is @earshot20. And so you can get in contact with us, and that is a great way to reach out. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you in the form of playing something from your latest release, and we'll also give you an interview. So happy to do that. And we're going to have, I must say, I'm very surprised and happily so about the fact that we have so many great groups and artists and musicians and bands who have said, hey, here's some holiday material. We've all kinds lined up for the show next Saturday for our holiday extravaganza palooza special, which I just named, is going to be awesome.
It's generally been jokingly referred to as 'Twas the Early Evening Before Christmas, because it's been the early evening, you know, play on 'Twas Night Before Christmas. But now it's the mid to late afternoon. So 'Twas the mid to late afternoon before Christmas.
Yeah.
It's getting to be a bit of a mouthful.
I think we need to change the name.
Maybe.
I like extravaganza palooza.
No, I'm not that. Down. That's, no, ter- not that's terrible.
Okay. We'll come up with something, but it's going to be fun. But until then, we have one more show. And here it is. We're going to count down the top 20 albums for the last time charting across the nation. And it is, of course, not without its changes and movement, because we are likely saying goodbye to some and hello to a few new.
Yeah, lots of movement as always this week, including a debut at number 20, which we'll be telling you about in the very near moments, and three returning records. But as a result of that, a few records dropping off of our charts. But as we're exhibiting this week, they can easily return. So we're saying goodbye to those, at least for now. 100 Mile House last week on the show for the first time at number 13, now down to number 22. Same with John's from 18 to 27. And Kestrels with their new self-titled release dropping to number 28 from number 20. And Lisa LeBlanc, who's on the charts for quite a few weeks in a row on this show, at number 16 last week, this week at number 29. And in addition to that, next hour we'll tell you about four debuts below the top 20.
Not as many. It's getting,
yeah, well, I mean, it's certainly everything in the world is slowing down a little bit in the music world. We're you know, closing out everybody's best of the year lists, and now it'll be a little bit relaxed for a couple weeks, and then tons of big releases coming out, and even into the early weeks of January there's already some big ones coming out that we'll be sure to hear on the show. The new Run the Jewels album's coming out, the new one from Austria is coming out,
lots.
There's at least a dozen more that are escaping my mind at the moment, but
see, we'll right now doesn't seem like it's a crapshoot really releasing music, because if it's really good, then you're going to miss all of the lists, because by the time next year rolls around for the best of lists, you're kind of going to be... But if it's bad, right now is the right time to release it, because then you're never going to make it on anybody's list. So I'm not saying we ever play any bad music, but I'm just saying that some people will sometimes make decisions about releasing music, and it's not...
Yeah, it just depends how targeted you are about your promotions and release. I mean, people put out music any time of the year, and there's been albums that drop on the 31st of December for sure. So there might be some real big releases coming out.
New Year's release.
There's new music every day, pretty much. So.
Oh, man, I'm putting my album out on the December 31st. You wait. All right, let's get it started. Number 20. We'll make our way up.
All right, we are at number 20 with a debut, as we just mentioned. A really cool group out of Nunavut on Nunavut's first music label. This one is called The Jerry Cans. They have a new release out. It is titled Inusuk, which means life, and it's on Akaluk Records. We're going to play a track from them to kick off the show this week called Yukiuk. And after that, Gord Downie, Secret Path, at number 19, dropping two spots this week. I Will Not Be Struck, you'll hear from that record. And then Studio City by the Darcys, their newest album on Arts and Crafts, Centerfold, is back into the program, up to number 18, up from number 38.
Here's the Jerry Cans, your number 20 this week, a song called Yuk Yuk. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
revealed that to me.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, number 19. Shot 20. Number 18.
Always been your way.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Studio City by the Darcys from their new album Centerfold at number 18, all the way up from number 38 in the middle there, dropping two spots to 19, Gord Downie. His new one is called Secret Path, and you heard I Will Not Be Struck and Yuk Yuk by the Jerry Cans from the album Unasuk, debuting this week at number 20. And should mention as well, the Darcys, one of those groups out there from Canada, putting out some new cool Christmas music this year. We'll have a song of theirs to play on the show in about a week. As we mentioned, our Christmas Eve special, as we've been doing for five years now, I believe. And that one coming our way from the really awesome compilations. These compilations pretty much help us make this show. There's lots of ways for us to come across great Canadian Christmas music, but some of the best compilations are from the line of Best Fit. They always put out Ho 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 Canada. Last year was number 7, I think, and I've heard from two artists that they've contributed tracks to the new compilation, which if it's not out as you're listening to this, it'll probably be out very soon. Usually it's like December 18th, 19th, 20th, around there. So go and check that one out, and then be sure to tune into our Christmas Eve special on Christmas Eve, December 24th from 2 to 5 p.m.
I think we're going to have to go longer. I think there's so much great music that we just should start at 8 in the morning and go until 8 in the morning on Christmas Day.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a DJ after us at 5 o'clock, unfortunately. Yeah, sorry.
You're out. Sorry.
All right. No, yeah, happy to have lots of great programming over the holidays here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM, and check out the schedule.
Yeah, sure is the case across the nation. Right now, more great music on the way. We're going to give you your number 17 and 16. On the other side of that, we'll hear from Stephen with some music news.
We have a set of re-entering albums into our program. Here's two really great Canadian releases that we've been enjoying here at the Earshot 20. At number 17 last week, number 22, just outside of the show, was Elephant Stone. Their newest is called Ship of Fools. It comes on Burger Records, and you're going to hear a track called Photograph. Out of that, Croy with Scavenger from Dare to Care. At number 16, all the way up from number 46. You might have thought this cool new record of hers was on its way out, but it is strong with staying power. We're going to hear a track called Days.
All I've got is a photograph that takes me to a place and time when my life still had plans. Scars of love had not left their mark, and all the rules that lay ahead were hidden in the dark. Needles to my heart. How did I lose track of who I am to find me now here on my own with all torn apart? We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Thinking of all
That was Days by Croy from the record Scavenger at number 16 up for number 46. Before that, Elephant Stone, Ship of Fools is the name of their newest release. It's at number 17 up from 22. And you heard a track called Photograph.
Well, it's the last time we'll do it, at least for 2016 anyway. Head to the phone lines. Catch up with our friend at Exclaim Magazine, the senior editor there, Stephen Karlick. He's on the line. Stephen, how are things?
Hi, it's me, your friend Steven.
Hi, friend Steven. How are you?
Things are well. We are just wrapping up things for the holidays over here, publishing all our best of 2016 lists that people love to hate and love to love.
Yeah, I've been watching Facebook and seeing all the posts come through of the very different. And you guys don't just do one. You do several countdowns to really bring home all of the genres.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to compare, you know, like a hip hop album to a rock album or a dance album to a like an R&B album. You know what I mean? Like who made the better album? You know, Chance the Rapper or Solange? It's like they're really apples and oranges. So we find it easier to do it by genre, and that way you're sort of saying this was someone who really worked well in their genre this year. It gets maybe a little bit closer to some form of truth, whatever that means, in regard to subjective art criticism.
Yeah, well, you can check it all out. It is exclaim.ca for the best of 2016 list. Lots of cool stuff there. We're going to talk about some other music news that's making the waves this week. And I got to say, waking up to this was strange and kind of weird because he was just in the process of really kind of a reboot of his career, of course, talking about Alan Thicke.
Yeah, sad news. Veteran Canadian actor Alan Thicke has passed away at the age of 69 after suffering a heart attack. A publicist for Thicke's son, singer Robin Thicke, confirmed the news the morning of December 13th. Born in Kirkland Lake, Ontario, Alan Thicke was best known for his role as Dr. Jason Seaver in the sitcom Growing Pains. In addition to that role, he also appeared in shows as diverse as Love Boat, How I Met Your Mother, Tim and Eric, awesome show, great job, and the CBC Douglas Copeland adaptation, J-Pod, among many, many others. Thicke was also a songwriter and composed the jingle for theme songs from Different Strokes, The Facts of Life, and Wheel of Fortune, to name just a few. He was inducted into Canada's Walk of Fame in 2013, and most recently appeared in the second season of Fuller House on Netflix. And, you know, we're sad to see him go.
It's sad news, and thoughts are with his family, but he left a legacy for sure, and hope, and I mean, I hope that's it. I hope this ends 2016. 2017 is a better year for sure.
Yeah, 2 weeks left. Let's see if we can make it.
Right, for sure. Well, let's see what else is happening in music news this week, and we've got some news about Spoon. You think that they're up to something.
We do, and we actually we got confirmation later in the day. The Texas group released a teaser image on Instagram on Wednesday morning, spawning rumors that a new album could be on the way soon. The picture, which appeared on Spoon's official Instagram and website, as well as Matador Records, featured a black and white skull with no title on it, but it was shaped like a square, like an album tends to be. Though we don't have a title yet, if a new album is on the way, it'll mark the follow-up to Spoon's 2014 album, They Want My Soul. They also released a 10th anniversary edition of 2005's Gimme Fiction just last year. There is, though, a new song available to hear. It's called I Ain't the One, and it originally appeared on the TV show Shameless. You can hear that song at exclaim.ca, where you can also see the potential album cover for Spoon's potential next album. We'll have to wait and see if the rumors are true, but I feel good about it.
Fingers crossed.
There you go.
We need some new stuff. That's especially from them. So there you go. And one more to round it out in this hour, and potentially could make a good Christmas gift for this next one.
Yeah, lovers of Ennio Morricone have been in luck these recent years, with countless reissues coming out seemingly nonstop. But now one of his most beloved works ever is about to be reissued. That is Morricone's classic score to John Carpenter's The Thing. That is his 1982 horror classic. The news that the soundtrack is finally being reissued on Wax comes courtesy of horror soundtrack hub Waxwork Records. Records, who began teasing the upcoming vinyl release on its socials December 12th. Quoting the beloved 1982 film, the label wrote, quote, "Somebody in this camp ain't what he appears to be. Right now, that may be one or two of us. By spring, it could be all of us." Waxwork then simply wrote, "Coming soon," and that was under a video of a record player featuring the soundtrack's iconic main theme. At this point, that's all we have to go on, but knowing Waxwork, the reissue will come with new artwork, so the cover, which you'll see at exclaim.ca from the original release, might be revamped quite drastically. It's also unclear if the reissue will house the original vinyl release's track list, which was made up exclusively of tracks composed by Morricone, or that of later releases, which included more synth-led tracks penned by Carpenter himself and scoring partner Alan Howarth. But either way, we're staying tuned for further updates. Very cool score. Very scary movie. Check it out if you haven't.
And even if it's not out by Christmas, it would make a good birthday gift, I guess, too. So there I thought go. Of that. So there you go.
A good Easter gift. A good family day gift.
Anything, really. Just buy it for the sake of buying it. All right. We will have more music news on the other side of the program that is in the next hour. But right now, we get to get back to the charts. And Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
The Pack AD have been strong in our charts for quite some time now. They are sticking still at number 15, down from number 12. Their newest is called Positive Thinking. You're about to hear a track called Anyway.
We'll be right back.
Earshot 20. Number 14.
It's the year shot 20.
That was Living a Lie by Royal Canoe, their newest album at number 14, down from number 10. It's on Novato Records, and it's called Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit. And the Pack AD as well, number 15, down from number 12. Their newest album is entitled Positive Thinking, You Heard Anyway.
All right. Anyway, here we go. Three more. That's all I've got, really. I'm so excited for the holidays now. I just
Are you?
Can't,
yeah.
I can't contain myself. I can't wait for our holiday show. I can't wait for Santa. I can't wait for holiday baking. I can't wait to have to
holiday eating,
cry about the holiday gym after the holidays, because I feel like I'm gonna have to go. You know, I always find you, I know you probably don't. Do you ever make a New Year's resolution? Have you ever had one?
No, I don't think so.
You
don't.
And I don't know. I don't know if a lot of people who are listening do or not. I don't make them, but sometimes
you break them.
I make them to break them, but I feel guilty sometimes after the holidays. I'm like, I ate so much and I don't want to die early. So maybe I should go to the gym.
This just got really grim.
I know. So then I'm forced to live out this perpetual New Year's resolution.
Make sure you get all your negativity out now before our Christmas special.
No, our Christmas special is always riddled with like, oh, what are your traditions and things? And we definitely will have, we'll have guests, obviously. So
yeah, for sure. And I want to put it out there too, and I'll mention this later in the show, and it's on our social media as well. Every year we collect messages from listeners, bands, programmers, etc., other stations, to put out on our Christmas special. We've been pretty lucky to get lots of different messages over the years, and this year no different. You can call in to our voicemail line and leave a holiday message that we will then broadcast during the special. And I'll take down the number right now. It is area code 506-648-5924. And yeah, send out a message, whether it's just, hey, to everyone out there, hey, hope you're having great holidays, this is so-and-so, or if it's something more specific, you have a request, anything, just give us a call, leave a message, and you'll be sure to hear it on our holiday special.
I really hope so-and-so calls us.
Yeah, that's my favorite. That's our favorite fan person out there.
Yeah.
And yeah, so we've had some great phone calls already. We have some great artists sending us some new Canadian Christmas songs. And so, yeah, join the mix.
Awesome. All right, three more. Here we go. Number 13 to number 11. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the 13 spot.
I feel like this is one of your favorites because you like it when I have to say somewhat silly things. It is Shukala. Their new album is called Rencontre Lulu. And we're going to hear a track called Lulu in this set. At number 13, up from 19. Now it's your turn.
That does please me. Here is Shukala. Rencontre Lulu. Did I get it right?
Not quite.
Okay, whatever. It's your number 13. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Automatics and semi-semis. Now they wanna condemn me for my freedom of speech, because I see things in black and white like Lisa and Street Tweets. Presidents get impeached and others filling the throne, but veterans don't get the benefit of feeling at home.
So maybe those projections out of silicone. Overdrove it again, injections made of silicone. I swear it's the killing season. Cause killing is still in season, yeah.
Louder than a 3-pound voice that's screaming match a boot. It must be killing season. On a menu, strange fruit. Who's used to feel the progress of this here very nation? Whose taste has grown bitter through justice expiration? These fruitful trees are rooted in bloody soil and torment. Things haven't really changed or dormant for the moment. Marks and scars we own, it only makes for tougher skin. Helps us actualize the actual greatness held within. Been on the wrong team so much, can't recognize a win. Seems like my only crime is having melanin. Connection to the sun so strong, the relationship is lusted for. Cause it's meant to suffocate, I can't breathe no more. Settle a score, sadly, need an abacus to tally. Through all the peaks and valleys, yo, I recognize it sadly. Black soul bold enough, inner city cold enough. Watch me get all my goons, watch us get soldiered up.
It's soldier, soldier, soldier. 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 It's soldier, soldier, soldier.
It's the Earshot 20.
We got it from here. Thank you for your service. Is the new album by A Tribe Called Quest. Last week, number 9. This week, still high at number 11. And you heard a track called The Killing Season.
You're welcome.
In the middle of that set, it was Duotang with the album New Occupation on Stomp Records and a track called The Happening. Kicking it off was Shakala with Lulu from the album Rencontre Lulu at number 13, up from number 19.
I don't think I was that far off. Rencontre Lulu.
That's much better than the first time.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Chocolat. I love chocolate, by the way. Just so you know. Keep that in mind for any Christmas gifts you're thinking about getting me. It is the Earshot 20. That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. I'm Anthony Amon. Brian Cleveland was the guy you just heard over there. We count down the top 20 albums turning across the nation from earshot-online.com. Every week, the national top 20, it comes from the national top 50. And the show is recorded out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station before it broadcasts first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time. And then we send out for syndication across the nation to more than 30 great campus community and online radio partners. And we thank them all for airing the program. You might also be listening to the show if you download from radioforall.net or if you podcast this show on iTunes. No matter how you're listening to us, thanks for tuning in. And grab the second hour. Stick around for the second hour. I don't care what you do, but make sure you're there for it. Because lots of great music is coming and more music news as well as the lowdown. We've got it all after this.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.